Part 2. Letters about pigs. Mr. Morehouse was very angry when he arrived home. He wrote a long letter to the president of the company. He explained the problem about the rate for the guinea pigs. About a week later, Mr. Morehouse received a letter from the Interurban Express Company.
Interurban Express Company. Dear Sir, please write to the claims department. Yours faithfully.
Mr. Morehouse now wrote to the claims department of the company. A few weeks later, he received a reply from the claims department of the Interurban Express Company.
Interurban Express Company. Dear Sir, the pigs are in Mr. Flannery's office. You did not pay anything to the company. You must write to the tariff department about the correct rate for the delivery of the pigs. Yours faithfully.
Mr. Morehouse now wrote to the tariff department of the Interurban Express Company. The manager of the tariff department, Mr. Morgan, told his secretary to write to Mr. Flannery.
He didn't pay the domestic rate. Ask him to explain,
he ordered.
And find out the present condition of the animals.
Mr. Flannery received the letter from the tariff department.
Present condition of the animals?
He read.
What does that mean? I'll look at them.
He walked to the back of the office. There was a cage there. Mr. Flannery looked inside. He began to count carefully.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8,
he counted.
And all of them very well.
Mr. Flannery went back into his office and wrote to the tariff department of the company.
Dear Sir, pigs are pigs. There are now 8 pigs. They are all well. They eat a lot. I paid $2 for their food. Will Mr. Morehouse pay for their food? Yours faithfully.
Mr. Morgan, the head of the tariff department, read Mr. Flannery's letter. He was very serious.
Flannery is right,
he told his secretary.
Pigs are pigs.
Then he wrote another letter to Mr. Flannery.
Interurban Express Company. Dear Mr. Flannery, the rules are clear. When the animals eat food, the customer must pay for it. Collect the $2 from Mr. Morehouse. Yours sincerely, Morgan.
Collect it,
Mr. Flannery thought.
I don't know how to do that.
Suddenly, he had an idea.